Chapter 7. Current Assets. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Accounts receivable are relatively liquid assets, usually converting into cash within a period of 30 to 60 days. Therefore, accounts receivable from customers usually appear in the balance sheet immediately after cash and short-term investments in marketable securities. The account receivable is used for selling merchandise or services on credit and normally expected to be collected in a relatively short period, commonly within 30 to 60 days. They are usually the most significant type of claim held by a company. The notes receivable is used to grant credit on the basis of a formal instrument of credit, called a promissory note. It is issued as evidence of the debt. The credit instrument normally requires the debtor to pay interest and extends for time periods of 60 to 90 days or longer. Notes and accounts receivable that result from sales transactions are often called trade receivable. The other receivables include interest receivable, taxes receivable, and receivables from officers and employees. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. In a merchandising company such as Walmart, Kmart, and Target, inventory consists of many different items. For example, in a grocery store, canned goods, dairy products, meats, and produce are just a few of the inventory items on hand. These categories have two common characteristics. 1. They are owned by the company. 2. They are, in a form, ready for sale to customer in the ordinary course of business. Consequently, we could use one item, merchandise inventory, to describe the many different items that make up the total inventory. In a manufacturing company, some inventory may not be ready for sale. As a result, manufacturers often classify inventory into three categories: finished goods, work in process, and raw materials. Finished goods inventory is manufactured items that are completed and ready for sale. Work in process is that portion processed but is not complete. Raw materials are basic goods that will be used in production but have not been placed into production. Both of the inventories have these main characteristics. A. Inventory is a significant asset and, for many companies, the largest asset. B. Inventory is central to the main activity of merchandising and manufacturing companies. C. Mistakes in determining inventory cost can cause critical errors in financial statements. D. Inventory must be protected from external risks, such as fire and theft, and internal fraud by employees. Passage 3. First, listening. Choose the best answer for each question, based on the passage you will hear. In prior chapter, we described and illustrated the account receivable. A major issue that we have not yet discussed is that some customers will not pay their accounts. That is, some accounts receivable will be uncollectible. Many retail businesses may shift the risk of uncollectible receivables to other companies. For example, some retailers do not accept sales on account, but will only accept cash or credit cards. Such policies shift the risk to the credit card companies. Companies may also sell their receivables to other companies. This is often the case when a company issues its own credit card. For example, Macy's, Sears, and JCPenney issue their own credit cards. Selling receivables is called factoring the receivables, and the buyer of the receivables is called a factor. An advantage of factoring is that the company selling its receivables receives immediate cash for operating and other needs. In addition, depending upon the factoring agreement, some of the risk of uncollectible accounts may be shifted to the factor. Regardless of the care used in granting credit and the collection procedures used, a part of the credit sales will not be collectible. The operating expense recorded from uncollectible receivable is called a bad debt expense, uncollectible accounts expense, or doubtful accounts expense. When does an account or a note become uncollectible? There is no general rule for determining when an account is uncollectible. Once a receivable is past due, a company should first notify the customer and try to collect the account. If after repeated attempts the customer doesn't pay, the company may turn the account over to a collection agency. After the collection agency attempts collection, any remaining balance in the account is considered worthless. One of the most significant indications of partial or complete uncollectibility occurs when the debtor goes into bankruptcy. Other indications include the closing of the customer's business and an inability to locate or contact the customer. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.